Welcome back, everyone, to the Daily Aces Tennis Betting Preview Podcast. I'm Alex Christensen, and you can find me on Twitter at _noops. That's at _NOOPS. Be sure to follow me there for all my tennis content, as well to make sure you get these episodes as soon as I can get them out. Today, I would like to talk to you guys about the second round matchup of Daniel Rose Collins against Victoria Golubic. Before we get into the preview here, we'll just tell you now, I really like the total here. I'm playing over 21 and a half games, minus 115 or 1.87 or better for one unit, to win one unit, that is. You know, as I start to look at the total, each player, as you look at their grass record, it might not look fantastic at first glance, but you look at Collins, for example, she's played only a handful of matches since 2019, but her losses are only to really good players. You know, since 2018, she is 6-3 in matches where she didn't have to retire. Those losses were to Angelique Kerber, Elise Mertens, and Petra Martic, who she was able to take a set off of. You know, I'm not upset about any of those losses. I think they're all pretty good. Golubic has had a really nice season, made the quarterfinals in Eastbourne, where she was able to take a set off Annette Contivate, who we know did very, very well there. Looking back again, you know, similar to Collins, she does have losses in the few matches she plays, but to players like Watson, who she took a set off of. Again, Watson, good on grass in the United Kingdom, where they played. Lost to Alison Van Nieuwenvank, who's very competent on the surface. And Diana Yastremska, who, again, very good. In general, pretty solid as a grass player. So I expect a very competitive match here. As you start to look at some of the stats, you know, again, very little play here for some of these women. Golubic is looking at a hold rate of 70%. Collins this year, you know, again, just has her first match where we saw her be fairly competitive. You know, it took a little bit more than I expected for her to beat Polona Herzog, but Herzog, again, is very solid on the surface. So I look at this total. I see 21 and a half. I start to look at a bunch of my numbers. I have this total myself. I would hang probably a juicy 22, honestly. I would probably have over 22 minus 115 or 1.87. So to have a chance to play 21 and a half, that's a pretty big half game number to our advantage. Again, at minus 115 or 1.87, looks really nice to me. I look at this total. It looks more like a hard court total to me. I don't know if books have done a good enough job here adjusting for the surface, adjusting for the fact that these grass matches tend to be about half a game longer than your normal hard court match. And there also seems to be an underestimation, in my opinion, of the fact that there's a good chance this match goes three sets. Now, a lot of times I would generally play the total over and the set over, but again, it seems like they're using a lot of hard court correlations here, and the over 2.5 sets price, the best one I'm seeing here is plus 145 or 2.45. I would need a much better number there. So a lot of things for me adding up to the over, but we're just going to go with the games over here. Again, over 21.5 games, minus 115 or 1.87 or better to win one unit is our play here in the second round matchup of Daniel Rose Collins versus Victoria Golubic. Again, be sure to follow me on Twitter at _noops. And be sure to also follow Steve at @ace_previews and John at @JRTweetsTennis to make sure that you get every episode of the Daily Aces Tennis Betting Preview Podcast. Best of luck and have a great day.